It was a drizzly Thursday in mid-November. I was in third grade. My mother was picking us up early, my two older brothers and little sister. She drove up to the back entrance to our Catholic school. We pulled on galoshes and bright yellow buckle-fastened raincoats and piled into the blue Ford station wagon for a 20-minute ride west, just past our subdivision to the new interstate highway, where it crossed the Delaware-Maryland line near Elkton. A crowd had gathered along the new highway. My mother hauled us by the hand to the front of the crowd, unapologetically muscling her way forward to the rope line, set a little ways back from an elevated stage covered with a canvas roof. Before long, we heard the deep throbbing of an engine, and a big olive-green and white army helicopter settled in a windy rush in a field behind the stage. A bareheaded man wearing a dark suit climbed down the gangway and strode toward the crowd, flanked by two governors and assorted congressmen and other dignitaries. He ascended the stage, grinning, and after the usual introductions took his place behind the lectern, bearing the seal of the President of the United States of America. "That's President Kennedy," my mother said. "His hair looks startlingly red. Of course, we'd only seen him on black and white TV. From our close vantage point at the rope line, he was vividly recognizable." My mother said, "My, but he's a handsome devil." The President spoke for almost exactly 5 minutes, about the need to think big and plan for the nation's future, about connecting Americans through a network of great roads and other public projects. You can now hear the audio of his little speech on the Internet. He could make a highway project seem like a grand crusade to better humanity. At the time, I wasn't paying any attention to what he said. I was just awed by the fact that the actual president was standing so close. And of course, his shiny helicopter with its Stars and Stripes logo was about the coolest thing we boys had ever seen. After his brief remarks, he grinned and waved, then shook hands with well-wishers in the crowd all the way back to the helicopter, completely exposed among a mob of adoring strangers, while his security detail struggled to contain him. He mounted the steps, turned, and gave one last broad wave to the crowd. Then he was gone. We watched the fat helicopter rise and veer back toward Washington, watched for a long time as it disappeared into the gray sky. This was his very last public appearance. 8 days later, President Kennedy was dead. The news came to me in Sister Marie Michael's art class, a knock at the door and a hushed conversation in the hall, and a sob, and at home my mother was waiting with more tears. We watched all the grim TV coverage and the swearing-in of the new president and the funeral cortege and all the rest, but what remains most vivid to me is that red-haired man, grinning like a boy, dropping out of the clouds in that roaring helicopter, then just as suddenly lifting off the earth, vanishing into the gray sky.